You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Krona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Broadway's Jennifer Sanchez is here, along with the amazing Amanda Green, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Well, it's December, the tree is lit in New York City, and the holiday season has officially begun. It's definitely weird in NYC without the hustle and bustle of the holiday crowds, but with the cold weather, masks are actually quite nice and kind of like a warm hug for my face. Of course, it doesn't actually replace any hugs from actual people, but hopefully we can all just wear masks so that by spring, some normalcy may resume in the world. The one thing that hasn't changed at all is the tradition of Hallmark Christmas movies. What also hasn't changed much is the plot, or the character types, or even the actors. It's the only network where you can see an actor play almost identical characters with the same co-stars in movie after movie. Then, of course, there is the mistletoe. That mistletoe seems to be the unsung hero and appears in almost every Hallmark holiday movie. So I thought you deserve some love. This is for you, mistletoe, from my TikTok.
You may not know who I am, but you've probably seen me. I'm the random mistletoe that you see in every Hallmark movie. Every time a couple looks up, it's time for them to kiss. Then I get put into a box and am alone until next Christmas.
I really can't wait until we can all have actual holiday parties in person safely, and COVID is a thing of the past. The pandemic has definitely been a long and winding road, but hopefully we're almost at the end of the journey with it. Speaking of long and winding roads, here's Long and Winding Road by the Beatles.
The long and winding road. Leads me here.
think that song's a metaphor for what we're going through right now in New York City. This long and winding road will always bring us back to the city we love, and it will be stronger than ever. I love that song so much, and I also love working with my first performer. Jennifer Sanchez is an incredible Broadway veteran, and I was so fortunate enough to work with her in the both sold-out drive-in concert of The Perfect Fit the Musical, a socially distant concert, and at the live-stream concert version of The Perfect Fit the Musical at New World Stages last month. I'm so thrilled to welcome the amazing and talented Jennifer Sanchez to The Early Night Show. Hi, Jen!
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, it was so amazing to have you sing the part of Peggy in the Perfect Fit's live stream concert from New World Stages and at the drive-in concert at Sharon Playhouse. I know that you're so, so kind and amazing in real life. So how did you develop the character Peggy, who is like such a vindictive stage parent?
She's just misunderstood, in my humble opinion. And I don't know what it is. I tend to be drawn to these strong personality types. I don't know, there's just so much to enjoy. And then, you know, you can be like nice in real life and then let it all out in through Peggy. She's really a gift to me.
Well, in the part you were...
I'm kidding. I have a real therapist too.
Well, you were absolutely amazing. Like, you are such a Broadway icon with such an incredible career on Broadway. I can imagine that the extended intermission is so heartbreaking for you.
And it's been really hard, yeah. But, you know, connecting with people like you, doing these kinds of concerts, I mean, your music and your show, and you are so impressive and just... I'm not even gonna say for your age. I'm gonna say that your work just is incredible and for anybody's age, whoever wrote that. So I just think you're just such a talent and a gift. And, you know, connecting with you and all of the people who were involved in the show and making music, you know, and trying to find ways to stay inspired and kind.
Right.
Of course, this is a hard time. So, you know, we can't like get on ourselves. If you have a day that you don't end up doing anything, you know, it's okay.
Yes, but to like keep the memory of Broadway alive during this intermission, I would love to play a special Broadway game with you called Rapid Fire Broadway Memories. So I'll like say the name of a show that you were in and you will share your favorite memory from each of them.
Oh my gosh, okay. I just want for all the people out there, I was not prepped. All of this is off the cuff. So you're getting a real genuine response right now. So here we go.
Cool. Here we go. Three, okay. Two, one. West Side Story.
West Side Story. It was the most special, magical Broadway debut a person could ever have. The audition was the most magical because it was only 48 hours of my life, the audition and the callback and booking it. And that's how I got my equity card.
Ooh. Women on the verge from a nervous breakdown.
Peppa, it's me again. Why aren't you picking up the phone? It's like my brain is gonna melt if I don't talk to you. It was a 17-page patter song called Model Behavior. If you're not familiar with the score, please get familiar. It's incredible. David Yazbek, my favorite work of his.
Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark.
Fly rehearsal. I was always learning how to fly. And when the stage manager asked me at my final callback if I was afraid of heights, I said, no, I'm not afraid of heights. I love heights. I am very afraid of heights. I did have to overcome that on my own in the sky when I went on for Arachne. That's when I got over that. I will say it did not cure the fear. I am still afraid of heights.
Ghost the Musical.
More and more, the most incredible, I mean, those were the most incredible special effects that have been on a Broadway stage. So I feel so like, I wish it had a longer life, but I met some of my best friends on that show.
On Your Feet.
I met some of my best friends on that show too. What's the best memory? I don't know. all that cast is full of crazy, crazy people that I love, and I say that as the highest compliment. So I just remember laughing so much. I don't think I've ever laughed that much on a show.
Sunday in the Park with George.
Ooh, Soprano Land, Jake Gyllenhaal, Annalee Ashford. How does it get better than that? I mean, that was a limited run, so we kind of really... Oh, my favorite part, I'll tell you my favorite thing. The orchestra's on stage. So every night I could just sneak to the back and with my petticoats and my bustle and whatever, I would climb up to like the third stair. And whenever I wasn't on stage, I could just watch. They had like the seashells and the glass that they would play. It was just magical.
Wow. Pretty Woman.
Okay, Pretty Woman. I was my first time really being a blonde in a show, and yes, they do have more fun.
The Rose Tattoo.
Oh, well, you know, I will say, it was my first time singing and speaking in Italian in a show, and my show daughter, Isabella, we would make up this, we would dance in the sand. It was not a musical, and it was not, there was no dancing, but we choreographed like an entire number in the sand to the score. That was my favorite part, was doing that dance with her during tech.
That sounds like so much fun. And finally, not a Broadway show yet, but The Perfect Fit.
Oh, okay, my favorite, experience with that was being able to do it twice, because I remember after the first time when we did it in Sharon, I thought to myself, I wish I had another go, a little more time with this so that we could spend some more time learning, because that was such a short experience. So I was so glad that we actually got that experience and the full experience of performing live and being back in a New York theater the first time since this whole pandemic has hit was what meant a lot to me and you, and now, which has led us to here. So
yay. Here we go. So I know that you also offer private lessons and coaching. Can you tell our viewers and listeners about this?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So, you know, I'd always wanted to, and I'd kind of done it off and on, when I was working, but, you know, the schedules get really busy and of course, have a lot of time, so I think it's a really good time to study. So if anybody would like to have voice lessons or acting lessons, you know, you can always reach me, DM me, no problems.
That's amazing. What about singing a song with me today?
Yes, we're singing a song, but I switched the song last minute, and you are the most flexible and talented human, and so you just went with me, and I even tied jingle bells to my feet so that we could have a little bit of that and feel festive and kind of embrace what this is, however you want to look at it. Here we are, we're all stuck in our apartments a lot, so yeah, jingle bells help. If you can jingle, you should. I need to see Jingle Jingle. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Me neither. Okay, it's on the list.
So what song would you like to sing with me, and what made you select that song?
Okay, I would like to sing Last Christmas with you because it's my favorite it's my favorite holiday song. Even for those who don't celebrate Christmas, I love this song so much. It's got such a vibe. It's only four chords, but it feels like more. And the first time I heard it, I was in the car with my dad and he was driving and it came on and he like turned it up and he sang it like out loud, the whole thing, like really into it, like tapping on the steering wheel. And I was just like, what is this magical song that my dad has to sing about giving his heart away last year? And so now he has to find someone new to give it to. My father's happily married. Anyway, it made no sense. It kind of blew my mind. I laughed so hard. And from then on, it's been my favorite holiday song.
Well, I am so, so excited to sing with you. Here we go.
Yep.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Jen, I can't wait until we can hopefully work together in person one day soon. My next guest is an incredible performer who's been performing on stages since she was just 6 years old. She performed at Carnegie Hall twice and with the New York Pops as well. I'm so happy to welcome Amanda Green to the Early Night Show. Hi, Amanda!
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
How has everything been in Park City?
Park City's good. We've already had our first really big snow of the year. So it's pretty cold around here. Yeah.
Are you back in school or are you still in school online?
We're doing hybrid learning. So I'm in 1 week and I'm out 1 week and I'm with half my grade.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
How old were you when you first started performing?
I was 6 years old. And my first production was Grease. I was a little greaser and I danced around and they had me be in Grease Lightning, but I was also, in Beauty School Dropout. So I had a lot of little costume changes,
I know that you performed at Carnegie Hall twice and even sang with the New York Pops. Since we can't be on stage performing right now, is there a favorite memory that you have performing live?
Yeah, totally. I got to be in Cats the musical, and I never was really drawn to Cats before I got to be in it, but I had to learn the Jellicle Ball dance, all 12 minutes of it, and I think that honestly it was probably the hardest dance I've ever had to learn, but it was probably my favorite moment of being on stage ever.
How have you been staying connected to the arts during this long intermission?
I'm in a conservatory group at the University of Utah, and we put on performances for kids. We write our own shows. I'm currently competing in the Musical Theater Competitions of America with a small group of kids from the conservatory group. So we're just trying to stay well-rounded and keeping our instruments moving and all that.
That's so cool. I know that you're actually a junior in high school right now. Do you plan to study theater in college, or do you have any dream programs or colleges?
Okay, so I want to go to NYU. It's been my dream school since, I think, seventh grade. And I toured it in freshman year. I want to go to NYU. However, I'm more interested in studying law, but I want to keep I want to keep theater close to me, so I want to continue it through college, but I won't be majoring in it.
When Broadway does resume, do you have any dream parts or shows that you would love to be in one day?
Oh, yep. I want to be leading player in Pippin. That's probably the biggest dream role of mine. Other than that, though, probably I would just like to be in Bye Bye Birdie again. I was in it once, and it was just the most fun I've ever had. So those are my top two.
Well, what about singing a song with me today?
That sounds great.
Cool. What song would you like to sing, and why did you select that song?
I want to sing Pretty Funny from Dogfight the Musical by Lindsay Mendez. She sings it. Well, it's not by her, but she sings it. And I just think it's one of the most beautiful and touching songs that's ever been produced in the history of Broadway. I think it's so heartfelt and very vulnerable, and I love her delivery, and I wanted to sing it for you today. So, yeah.
Yay. Well, I am so, so excited to hear you sing the song.
Close the window, draw the curtain. Hide the bright light of the moon. Hang the dresses, ugly dresses. No one likes maroon. Wipe off all that stupid lipstick. Return the earrings to their case. Makeup won't make any difference. It's still the same old face. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny you believe that it was real? Pretty funny. Disasters have an upside. You can find one if you tried. You were dancing, you were dancing. You were dancing with a guy. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny? Aren't you funny? Pathetically naive and desperate to believe that you can always find some good. Well, you misunderstood. Shut the light off, turn the bed down. No more crying, don't you dare. You'll wake up sometime tomorrow and forget to even care. Isn't it funny? For a moment,
was wonderful, Amanda. I really hope I'll be able to see you and work with you again soon. If you want to perform and sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok, at Joshua Turchin, and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. Also, if you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Jennifer Sanchez and Amanda Green. Make sure to check out Jennifer Sanchez's Instagram to find out more about taking lessons with her. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.